Hi guys, I don't normally run ads on this show, but this is the family business, luggagewarehouse.co.za. My dad, my brother, my stepbrother, my uncle have all worked for Luggage Warehouse directly, and I've done freelance brand strategy for them for years now. So it supports the whole family, it supports this show indirectly. So if you're looking for luggage, accessories, handbags and fashion stuff, even you can go to luggagewarehouse.co.za. And there are two products that I want to pull out for you here. Number one being Builder Set, which allows you to create your own combination of large, small, medium, check-in, hand luggage, all that stuff. And it gives you a discount for each additional bag you buy, up to a certain limit, I think. But you can get great discounts on big collections of big luggage. So if you're thinking of immigrating, it's the perfect way to kind of gear up for that. And the second thing I want to pull out is Luggage Glove, which is a protective sleeve that my dad invented. My brother has kind of perfected over the years. It's a thick 3D fabric mesh sleeve that pulls over your luggage and then locks closed. It's got a TSA lock. It's got holes for the handles, so it's quite convenient. It's not like single-use plastic wraps because you don't have to cut open a hole in the plastic to use the handle. You can take it off easily. It's got a combination lock, and it's much more sustainable because you're not just murdering turtles with single-use plastic. But it makes the bag much more difficult to get into, and it protects it from bumps and scrapes. And if you are emigrating, then those are two important things, because you might be carrying actual valuables in your check-in luggage, and because they're going to be heavy and you might be going a long distance, they can pick up some major damage. So Luggage Gloves do a great job of protecting your luggage in the long term. That's it for my pitch. Luggagewarehouse.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to South African Expats. My name is Jonathan Varnker, and I'm your host. And I'm putting together a short series of interviews and content that I captured at the Immigration Expo at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town last weekend. I've got interviews with pet transport people, cargo carriers, financial experts, and then a couple of longer interviews about some specific locations like Mauritius and Malta, which I found very interesting. So I'm just going to drop them in. They're not going to be quite as tightly edited as the rest of the content I make, but I think I should just get it all out as quickly as possible so you can catch up on what you may have missed at the Immigration Expo. Let's start with a very quick chat with Sarah Howarth, who organizes the expo and gives us a little bit of context as to the kind of trends that she's seeing in immigration in South Africa, why the expo exists, and where it exists. Right, so I'm talking with Sarah Howarth, who is organizing the Immigration Expo event. Sarah, thank you so much for having a quick interview with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming through.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, the expo, and what you're aiming to achieve today.
Well, as you can tell from my accent, I'm actually British, but mm-hmm. I've been here 23 years. I love South Africa. I think I'm in the fortunate position where I do have, obviously, a British passport, but I've no intentions of leaving here. Unfortunately, the situation is in South Africa that a lot of people are looking to emigrate. But interestingly enough, it can not necessarily be permanently. It can be temporarily, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera.
Yeah.
And really, the expo is about a platform to explore opportunities and see what possibilities there are for people in the various different countries. So really just to get exposed about what those opportunities are.
Right. And this originally started in Pretoria, right? And now you've expanded.
We actually started it in Sandton 2 years ago. Everybody thought we were crazy to be doing events during lockdown.
Yeah.
But it is quite a niche market. And we firmly believe that the event will grow as the skies open.
Sure.
We have a lot of interest from international. So effectively, it took place in Sandton, then Pretoria, then Durban. And now we're in the mother city for the first time, which is really exciting. So in essence, the expo will take place four times. We're also looking potentially at Nelspruit and Port Elizabeth. But at the moment, it's Durban, Sandton, Pretoria, and obviously Cape Town.
Sure. Mm. And how many exhibitors are here today, and what kind of aspects of immigration do they represent?
So we've got 16 physical exhibitors here. For the first time, we've got a company who advises on international recruitment and assists you in applying for jobs overseas. Obviously, we've got pet relocation companies and logistical companies who help you move your family. It's a huge step. So there are so many elements that have to be considered, and I think the Immigration Expo gives a platform for people to engage one-on-one.
What's your ultimate goal for the expo? How would you like it to manifest in its best form? What kind of scale would you like to look at?
We're enjoying keeping it niche at the moment. It works for our exhibitors, mm-hmm. and we try not to have too many competing companies who, you know, deal in the same field.
Sure.
That said, for example, we've got two pet relocation companies on board at this event, and competition is good. So we think it's going to grow a lot. Mm-hmm. I would imagine in 2 years' time it's going to be 70, 80 exhibitors. But at the moment we're really enjoying the mixture that we've got and the representation.
Sure. Do you have a big old Excel spreadsheet of all the possible exhibitors?
Certainly.
Does it add up to that 70, 80?
It's 100%.
It's amazing how many businesses there are out there.
It is amazing. And I just foresee more and more internationals flying over for the event.
I see.
Which is lovely. For example, Detox exhibited with us at the last event. The only reason they weren't on board from day one was the travel restrictions and obviously the isolation periods after. So as everything opens up, we foresee it growing.
Lastly, what would you suggest an immigration curious South African do, even if they're not ready to make the move yet?
You come and find out your options. It's all about options. It's the only way you can actually do that is to speak to people face to face, and there is absolutely no harm in seeing what can be a possibility for the future for you and your family.
Thanks very much, Sarah. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
South African Expats is produced by Jonathan Vanka and brought to you by Ping Productions.